Chagiga daf chafa mit beis shir number 2. We're at the Mishnah, the new parak, the final parak of Chagiga, and continue our discussion from the end of the previous parak, which was discussing the laws of purity and impurity regarding different aspects of kodesh, either kodesh meat or truma. The Mishnah now is going to discuss certain areas of halacha where we see a stricture regarding kodesh over truma. Choyma b'kodesh mi b'truma. We see a strictness in the laws of kodesh. Compared to the laws of truma, shemat bilin kelim b'toich kelim l'truma avaloi l'kodesh. If you're purifying a vessel to use in the preparation of truma, one can purify one vessel inside of another vessel. However, if you wanted to use it for kodesh, one would have to immerse the two vessels separately. Next chumrah is achoyraim v'toichu beis hatzviti b'truma avaloi b'kodesh. Now, achoyraim is the outside of a kli, of a vessel. The toich is the inside of a vessel. And the beis hatzvita, the Gemara will explain, is a side part of the vessel. Now, normally, those three areas of the kli are viewed as separate aspects of the kli, in which case, if one of them became tameh, it does not necessarily spread the tumah to those other two areas. That will be a leniency by truma. However, by kodesh, if one of those three areas becomes tomei, we're going to consider the entire vessel to be impure. Third, hanoise esa midras, noise esa truma, avaloi esa kodesh. If somebody is carrying an object, an item of clothing, let's say, that a zav was sitting on or walked over, in which case it's got a tuma which we refer to as midras, one can carry that object in one hand and truma in the other. However, if he's carrying that item, he would not be allowed to carry kodesh in the other hand. Next chumrah is bigdei oichle truma midras l'kodesh. We learned this before, that the clothes of somebody who eats, who's pure enough to engage with truma, is however considered to be midras, a level of tuma, for somebody who is engaging with kodesh. So the clothes of a truma eater are considered tameh for a kodesh eater. Loike midas a kodesh midas a truma. The laws of immersion for kodesh are not the same as truma. How do we see this? Sheba kodesh matir umenagev umatbil. If one is immersing an item to be used in kodesh, or for somebody who engages with kodesh, he has to release the knots. Let's say it's an item of clothing. He has to release the knots. He has to menagav. He has to dry it umatbil, and then he can immerse it in the mikveh va'acharkach kosher, and only then afterwards he can retie the knots ubetruma. But if it was only for truma, kosher va'acharkach matbil, he can actually tie the knots in the clothing and then afterwards submerge it. So we see, with regards to the law of chatzitza, of a barrier between the item and the water, we are more lenient when it comes to truma than we are when it comes to kodesh. Kelim hanigmarim b'taharat tzrichin tevila l'kodesh avaloi l'truma. If one is making a vessel, and from the moment it's completed, one guards it so that it, or he keeps it in a status of tahara, of purity. Nevertheless, if it's to be used with kodesh, it needs another mikveh, a purification. But if it's just to be used with truma, it does not need a purification. Hakli mitzarf masha b'soicha l'kodesh avaloi l'truma. The vessel will join all the pieces of food inside it together with regards to kodesh, but not for truma. Meaning that if one has a pot and pieces of food inside of it, even though those pieces of food are not touching one another, if somebody impurifies one of those pieces of meat, then if it's kodesh, they all become pure. The kli joins together all of the meat inside of it. Whereas if it was truma, it would not contaminate. One piece would not contaminate the others, even though they're inside the same kli. Haravi b'kodesh posel v'hashlishi b'truma. We see that the degree of tuma by kodesh can be passed on from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 levels. However, by truma it only goes down to the third level. Ubatruma im nitmas achas miyodov chaverta tahira ubekodesh matbil shtehen. By truma, if one of your hands becomes tameh, it does not automatically impurify the other hand, whereas by Kodesh, one would have to immerse both of them, because Shahayad Metame Esachaverta, Bekodesh Avaloibatruma, because one hand impurifies the other hand when it comes to Kodesh, but it doesn't do the same for Truma. Obviously, one would have to immerse the impure hand for Truma, but one would not have to immerse the other hand. Oichlin Oichlim Neguvim Beyodayim Soavis Betruma, one is allowed to eat food as long as it is dry, even though one's hands are impure, if it's Truma, but not if it's Kodesh. Normally we understand that a food will only be able to receive Tuma if there's a wet, if there's a wet, call it a conductor. So that's why by Truma, as long as the food is dry, even though your hands are Tomei, it's all okay. However, by Kodesh, we're Machmir, we're stringent, and we, even though the food is dry, we're not allowed to interact with it with impure hands. We say ha'oinen u'mechusa kipurim tzrichin tevila l'kodesh avaloi l'truma. An oinen, somebody who's in a period after a close relative's death, he's not allowed to eat kodesh. Therefore, he would have to have a mikveh before he's allowed to eat kodesh. However, for truma, he would not require a mikveh. A mechusa kipurim is somebody who has he's had his mikveh, he's becoming pure, he's waited for the setting of the sun, but the next day he still has to bring his korbanos, so he's in a sort of in-between stage. By truma, as long as the sun has set and he's had his mikveh, he would not need to... upon offering the korbanos the next day, he can go straight ahead and eat the truma. However, for kodesh, he would require a mikveh, just like the oinin would. So just as a summary, we said primarily most of these chumras for Kodesh are regarding how to mikveh, whether we can do one kli inside of another one, whether the laws of chatzitz, of barriers in the mikveh, are the same or not. We have strictures of Kodesh over Truma. We also have different laws pertaining to the conducting ability of the object for Tuma. We are stricter with Kodesh than we are for Truma, in a sense that the food inside the Kli is all joined together, and we have certain aspects of the Kli itself which will transmit Truma to the other parts. We said one's hands, one has to have a purity on both of their hands for Kodesh as opposed to Truma. Carrying things, one would not be allowed to carry Midras at the same time as carrying Kodesh, but one would for Truma. And finally, we said a person who is coming from a state where he was not allowed to eat kodesh items, truma or kodesh, i.e. the oinen or the mechusa kippurim, once he becomes pure, he would need to have a mikveh for kodesh, but he would not need to have a mikveh for truma, or rather, once he's offered his korbanos, he would need a mikveh for kodesh, but not for truma. And we also said that one can eat truma with impure hands, as long as the food itself is dry. However, by Kodesh, even though it's dry, one would not be able to eat it until you purify your hands.